saw.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
You want it all, but the world won't give it up. Up to the edge, you start with. somewhere along the line. It's hard to broken for the last time. Life's too short to waste on you. I have to find somebody new. My life has torn us all apart. It makes some beer a little smart. We used to laugh at teeny songs. They used to have a lot of fun. Now you're gone, the train keeps rolling on. Fancy songs and used to have a lot of fun. Now you're gone, the train keeps going on. All my life before you came, I had to hide myself away. Now you've got your ticket to ride, you shouldn't have any more to hide. Life's too short to waste on you, I have to find somebody new. Lies I sort of saw apart, next time be a little more smart. Fancy songs that used to have a lot of fun. Now you're gone, the train keeps going on. Used to laugh fancy songs and used to have a lot of fun. Now you're gone, the train keeps going on.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I'll be your host today, of course, but you know that. Little PSA for the Surrey student teachers. Yeah, who walked in at like 1 o'clock to do their show today? I did. And so, that was super late. Well, not super late, you know, like I arrived when I was supposed to, but theoretically, I should have been here a long, long time ago. Preparing my show and doing shit, but I didn't because I had issues this morning. But I'm here now. I guess that's the important thing. What did I play? I guess I'll tell you what I played. That would be mighty helpful. I just played The Brains off of their album Hell and Back. That song was called Trains. Prior to that, Dagger Mouth off of their album Turf Wars. That song was called This is Chase Brenneman. Before that, The Black Rebel Motorcycle Club off of Baby 81, which is their latest album. The song's called Weapon of Choice, and I quite like this album. I was kind of into the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club like a long time ago, not during their last album, but like the album before. And if you guys remember, like the album before this was actually an acoustic album, I believe. But they've always been consistently, in my opinion, pretty good. And I quite like this album, Baby 81, and I get to hear it a lot at work, which I don't mind at all. And they played a show here, actually, in Vancouver. They played at Richards May 12th, and that show, like, sold out right away. So I heard good things about it, but I wasn't there, sadly enough. And I started off the show today with some Alkaline Trio off of their Goddammit EP. That song was called Cringe. Yes, indeed. You can check out my playlist online, what I play every week, on the World Wide Web at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I will update that after my show today, like I do every week, guys. You can phone me here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822. Oh, that my hair. It's in my eyes and it hurts. Okay. 822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Place a request or something, or just talk or whatever you want to do. It's all good. And is that it? Yes. Oh, and podcasts. You can check out most of CITR's shows, our podcast, and now, and you can check that out on our website at www.citr.ca. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I'm having issues remembering what I played last week, and I'm kind of lazy, and I don't really want to look it up, but so if I end up playing, like, a lot of bands that I played last week, I'm sorry. I'll try to choose different songs. We'll see how this goes. Who do I have coming up next for you? Oh, I have the hits. The hits, I know. I'm pretty sure I played the hits last week, but I haven't played this album a lot, and I really like it, so I want to play it. Let me do it. Okay, this is the hits on CITR. weird. I'm not specifically dreaming about California, but I am dreaming about vacations, kind of. The other day, I went home and my mom was like, hey, you are graduating soon, Marielle, so for your grad gift, I figured I could, you can go on a cruise. We would go down to San Diego and then take a cruise down to Mexico or something for, like, over a week. Or I could give you the money equivalent. And I looked at her and, like, thought about it for a second. I was like, so, you want to go to Paris instead? And she kind of looked at me and she didn't say no. She didn't say no, but I'm thinking about vacationing spots. And so, yeah, I don't know. I felt propelled to tell you guys that I am sort of dreaming about California and Mexico and Paris all at the same time. It's quite wonderful. The weather has been so amazing. But I've been working these past days, so I haven't really been able to take advantage of that. Good times. Good times, everybody.
Hello, I missed you. Have you missed me too? Remember crazy days that we went through? It's been so long since you were mine. I left you hanging on the line, 'cause you know I'm not fooling. So let's get up and moving. What do you think now? Wouldn't it be nice? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you ready to go? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, then here comes the show. I'm really gonna make it up to you. I'm really gonna make it up to you. I'm really gonna make it up to you. 'Cause things are overdue. Things are overdue. Things are and pay the price. Count me in, I won't think twice. 'Cause you know I'm not fooling. So let's get up and moving. What do you think now? Wouldn't it be nice? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you ready to go? Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm really gonna make it up to you. I'm really gonna make it up to you. I'm really gonna make it up to you. 'Cause things are overdue. Things are overdue. Things are overdue. We'll be right back.
what you've been doing at home, and all the songs I'm in your head. Now you're locked in your own room.
I was just trying to think up of what I was playing last week, and then I realized that, like, the last time I did my show felt like an eternity ago. I know technically it was, like, exactly a week ago, but for some strange reason, it's felt like a long, long time since I've last done my show, and I don't know why that's happened. Perhaps that's a sign, you know, motioning that I'm busy? But it doesn't, I don't do anything. I just go to work. Man, so I've come to the conclusion that it will be a super long summer. Dreadfully long, one might even say. What else was I going to do? Oh, before I forget to tell you guys, I will not be here next week to do my show. I'm busy graduating and stuff. You know how it is. And so next week, I will have prepared at some point between today and next Thursday, I'm going to prepare a feature piece on the Bouncing Souls, because they did swing by Vancouver a couple weeks ago to play a show at Richards, and I got to interview them. I got to interview Pete, the guitarist, and it is a short, small interview, so I'm going to try and drag it out and, you know, record myself talking about the Bouncing Souls, where they've come from, what they've done for the past, you know, how many decades. So, yeah, hopefully I'll have some kind of cool little piece to put together by then to play for you guys next Thursday. So I won't be here, but hopefully you guys will enjoy my piece on the Bouncing Souls instead. What do I have coming up for you now? Why don't I tell you what I played? How about that? That sounds like a mighty fine idea. I just played Arma Life off of their self-titled full-length album. That song was called Other Entertainers. Prior to that, The Brutal Knights off of Feast of Shame. That song is called Grow Up, Throw Up. I don't know, the past few years, I've been growing up, but not so much throwing up, which is probably in most books a good thing. Before that, DOA off of Bloodied But Unbowed. That song is called The Enemy. Oh, duh, my hair keeps getting in my eye, and it's because of this haircut, the hair in my eye. It itches. Before DOA, I played The Queers off of Monkey Brain. That song was called Overdue, and The Queers are coming to play a show in Vancouver. When and where, do you ask? I will tell you that in maybe about 5 minutes or so after I play another song. Before the Queers, I played the hits off of Hello Everybody, We Are the Hits. That song's called Sand in My Shoes. And yep, that's why I started off that set with. So how about I play some Black Lips and then I come back and I tell you about some shows coming up in Vancouver. Sounds good. Sounds like a good idea to me as well. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was The Black Lips. I told you I'd play The Black Lips, and I did. That was their live album with some like foreign name that I can't really... Los Valientes del Mundo Nuevo. Is that how you say it? I don't really know. That song was called Not a Problem. And like I said, I'd come back on the air to tell you about shows and stuff. So this is what I'm doing now. I'm so awesome with the segues. The Elixirs. The Elixirs are playing a show at the Buffalo Club, May 17th, if you perhaps are interested in some ska. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Are having a CD release party at the Lamplighter the next night, May 18th. The next day, the Cancer Bats are playing. They're playing a headlining show with Bleeding Through, The End, and Johnny Truant at the Plaza Club, May 24th. That's such a... I don't think there's been a lot of, like, really heavy shows like that at the Plaza. So that would be quite interesting. A lot of really loud bands. Bands that would make your grandmother cringe and say... I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not feeling particularly witty today. with the mom jokes and stuff, or even the grandma jokes, whatever. Who else is coming? The Queers are playing a show June 9th at the Red Room, and they're playing with the Methadones, the Manges, and the Jolts. Apparently, I think that might even be an early show, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they try and fit in all four bands and get everybody out, you know, at 11 or whenever the Red Room kicks people out. What else is going on? 3 Inches of Blood is playing a show with Bison and Jaws at Richards on Richards June 28th, and that is because 3 Inches of Blood are having a new album coming out soon, within the next few weeks, I believe, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks. Go It Alone, Vancouver Hardcore, is playing a show with Shook Ones and other bands. They didn't even write down the other bands, they just said other bands. That is happening at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, the Ukrainian Hall, I don't remember what it's called, but that means it is an all-ages show, June 30th, and you know that the hardcore dancers are going to make it out to that one. Good times! The Vans Warped Tour, returning to Vancouver July 3rd at Thunderbird Stadium, and Fucked Up are coming back to Vancouver, yay, to play a show with the Transmitters and Black Breath and Carpenter, also at the Ukrainian Hall, July 7th, so that was another all-ages show, and I saw them the last time they were here, and it was such a good show, so I recommend checking them out when they come back in July. What was I going to do? I don't remember anymore. I'm feeling particularly uninspired today, as you can probably tell. So, who do I have? Oh, the next band that I'm going to play is a band that I've always considered playing on my show before. And, like, because their CD's been on playlist for a while, but I've always been a bit hesitant because this band may have been dubbed as, I don't know, emo or whiny, but I really like them, guys. I'm talking about Motion City Soundtrack, and are they on Warped? No, I don't believe they're playing Warped Tour this year, because if they were, I'd actually consider going. I'm not impressed with the lineup. Somebody do something about that. Somebody tell the powers that be to make the Warped Tour lineup better, because I'd love to go. But I see no reason to right now. Make it better, somebody. And so, yeah, I'm going to play Motion City Soundtrack. And if you think that's uncool, then you can go home and whine about it to yourself. Because I won't have any of it. So there. We'll be right back. I have to end early because Robin wants
you
more
don't
time.
Have to end
no,
early.
I know. I was just bugging you. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Robin, the Ink Stud, singular, is coming up next. He's by himself for a reason, kids. Just don't give me that look. He has a super awesome interview today to play for you, so stay tuned for that. I just played the Clorox Girls off of their newest album, J'aime les filles. That song was called Telephone. And if you want to check out what I played today, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Like I said a while ago, I won't be here next week, but a pre-recorded little feature with my voice will be here next week, so stay tuned for that. I will finish off now with the Ponies. Their newest album is called Turn the Lights Out. This song is called Everyday Weapon. Yeah, that's about it for me. The next time you hear me actually live on air, I will be done graduated, Mom. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay, I know.
Get that barista job we've all been waiting for. I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm going now. This is my cue to leave. See you guys in 2 weeks.